try. Could be try for four long years. Be like three dry, one wet, then we'll come to four dry years. And the people be praying. They'll be praying for a good amount of rain. Northern people be praying for that rare rain. Why they're praying now? 'Cause the rivers are dry and their water wells are drained. Well, the pools were down. All reservoirs are drained down to the bottom mud. Well, the reservoirs are drained down to the bottom mud. All the farms turn brown. All the fresh water's been sucked up out of the ground. Now the trees and the farms all brown. Creeks and streams, all that deep underground. Stop praying for their lives, but the rain will keep coming. Could be 40 days and 40 nights of steady old rain. I read about it many times in books. When dams top off, it starts spilling acre feet. It rubs out the soil, it tears apart the concrete. Redding and Red Bluff, better run. Los Molinos, Corning, Nord, you better run. Hamilton City, Orland, Orville, better run. Even Annie Bidwell Mansion might get wet on this one. When 6 years worth of rain falls in 60 days, it's gonna fill up the river, turn the valley into a lake. It'll be shining in the sun, shining in the summer sun.
All right, man. Here we are. Here, I say we because all you're hearing is me. Dan Carter, it's always good to see you, my friend. We have Karen Laszlo in the house. She's going to take some photos. And it's the first time she's been up here since before. And it's always such a joy to see Diane. You know, I wish we had a monitor so everyone could see Diane's joyful smile. Lights up a room. And there's Jimmy Brobeck getting ready. You know, so we're going to test out the, Diane, you're not familiar with the plan we had, but you're going to get this, I'm sure. So I saw Jim at the market. I said, Jim, how you doing? He says, I'm happy. So here we go. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, and your face should surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. We did it. That's the whole show. That's it. So I'm going to... Right. Let me get these guys on the board. So you probably want to hear them. I'm thinking. All right, here we go. The Yamaha is on.
Sure, appreciate you inviting us to come in here.
Yeah. It's my pleasure having you in here.
Okay.
Mr. Brobeck.
Guillermo, thanks for inviting us to come in and play music today. little bit later, Addison Winslow is going to come and play some of his marvelous guitar stylings.
Addison Winslow for Chico City Council District 4.
There you go. Addison is a wonderful musician. Clickety clack. I'm hearing a little clickety clack.
Yeah, it's low. I'm not hearing. I'm not.
Gilmore's at the board.
I'm not really happy with the volume on this. And when I'm not happy, you're not happy. So let me play another song. Let's play another song, "Wiggle" by Jimmy Brobeck. And then we're gonna take a peek here and see what's going on. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. Don't turn that channel.
We're getting set up in the studio 416.
Won't you wiggle your tail? Won't you wiggle your gills? Won't you wiggle your fins? Wiggle your eyes? Wiggle your will? Won't you wiggle up the river? Won't you wiggle up the stream? Won't you wiggle to a cool pool? Chilling, waiting for the rain. Wait for the rain. Won't you wiggle in the red? Won't you wiggle in a riffle? Wiggle in a creek until you're dead? Won't you wiggle like a little Alvin? Won't you wiggle like a fry? Won't you wiggle when you're smolting? Through the delta to the sea to survive. Through the delta to the sea to survive. Won't you wiggle your tail? Won't you wiggle your gills? Won't you wiggle your fins? Wiggle your eyes? Wiggle your will? Won't you wiggle up the river? Won't you wiggle up the stream? Won't you wiggle to a cool pool? Chill and wait for the rain. Wait for the rain.
All right, back in the studio. We hope we're going to have more sound out of the board. Here we go. All right, Jimmy. Yeah, that did it. Swapping out. We problem solved while you listen to the wiggle.
I drive, try to put a limit how much I fly, try to put a limit how much I buy, but my world still get too hot,
a little too hot,
it's melting all the ice, watch out, a little too hot, I wonder who's gonna pay the price, I try to put a limit on luxury, things like new shoes and who's gonna pay the price? I try to put a limit on what I eat. I try to put a limit how much I sleep. I try to put a limit how much I weep. I call my world just getting too hot. A little too hot, but it's melting all the ice. A little too hot, I wonder who's gonna pay the price. Well, I'm anticipating that we're getting off on the air pretty good tonight. I mean, this afternoon. See, Guillermo opened it with that song Dry, 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 which is a depiction of drought in Northern California in the Sacramento Valley. What happens when the groundwater levels drop and the buffer that sustains the trees and the creeks and farms is eliminated and everything goes brown. And how it could be followed by high floods, which is, gosh, I've read 3 articles about it just in the past week, including in the New York Times and in the English Guardian newspaper. What was that second song here, Mo, that you played?
Salmon. Wiggle.
Oh, you played Wiggle. Oh, that's a salmon song, begging the salmon to come back up. Of course, they have already come back up. Butte Creek is the last stream in the entire Sierra slope that still has a successful wild spawn of salmon. It's the last one out of hundreds of creeks that used to have individual spawning sites. Butte Creek is the last one. What a precious thing we have here. And that's what that song's about, begging the salmon to come back all our creeks and hoping that the creeks open up. That last one was called Limits. Michael Bone used to host the one-day music challenge, and he challenged people to write a song in one day and post it on his one-day song site. And the idea was Limits, so I made up a song about the limits I try to place in my own life. This song's called Rights. Got a right to be happy, but sometimes you'll be sad. Sometimes you'll be hungry. You got a right to be fed. Sometimes you'll be lonely. You have a right to love.
Step down from your throne.
Step down from your throne.
Step You have a right to be stupid, but you're better off when you're smart. You got a right to be foolish, you got a right to laugh. You got a right to talking, even when you're wrong. Sometimes everybody's wrong, so better hold your tongue. Keep your peace. Think before you talk. Keep your peace. Your peace is what we want. Peace is what we need. Yeah, peace is what we want. So come on, come on, one more. Peace is what we want. Peace is up and rising. Peace is what we want. So come on, come on. Riding on my bicycle, balanced on two wheels. It tripped me out the first time I pulled it off. It's still giving me a thrill. 60 more years later, I'm still stepping on my pedals hard. Gotta get up this hill. Pause at the peak of the bridge and gaze at the Lindo Channel. I love riding on my bicycle. I love riding on my bicycle. I love riding on my bicycle. Riding on my bicycle. I'm riding on my cargo bike, shifting through the gears. Got the cargo in the box, my guitar, a bunch of groceries too. I'm pulling on my kickstand, I'm parking in back of the bank. Got my paycheck in the pocket, I save from putting the gas tank. And new tires and insurance and registration. I love riding on my bicycle. I love riding on my bicycle. Riding on my bicycle. Riding on my bicycle.
Folks, just joining Guillermo Mash here, Studio 416 for Saturdays. And you just heard from Jimmy Brobeck with the percussion accompaniment by Diane Suzuki. And we definitely want to shout out our wonderful underwriters here on KZFR 90.1 FM. And this first portion of our show is made possible generous contributions, KZFR supporters and listeners. Thank you for listening. As well as the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. And by Joel Schultz, attorney at law. Joe and his team have over 50 years of experience in estate planning and other estate matters for families, including trusts, wills, trust administration, and probate. For a complimentary consultation about estate planning for your family, Joel Schultz. He can be reached 530-418-9855 and at joe@joeschultzlaw.com. Liking this show, jump on out, kzfr.org, hit the tip button or the donate, and keep this people-powered radio on the air. All right, back to Jim Brobeck here, live in the studio on People Power Radio.
Walmart cash to build some dams, but they'll never satisfy Stuart Resnick's demands. They say they want sites while they're punching in new wells, the Tuscan aquifer, some bad districts to sell if you don't watch your wells. Better watch your well now. The water used to run all year round. Now, early in the summer, it's already deep underground. The man sells us back our water like we're fish on a line, trying to turn our blood into wine. Dig your old any ground all the way to hell till there's no more water anywhere. Well, well, when you're down on your nothing left to sell, just dig a little deeper in the well, 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 well. Take care of your water like you care for your soul. Take care you don't end up with a deep, salty hole. Till we pay the price, we don't know the worth of fresh air, fresh water. Leave that fire in the earth. Dig your hole in the ground all the way to hell till there's no more water in it. Well, 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 when you're down on your knees with nothing left to sell, just dig a little deeper in it. Well, 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 well. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Well, well, well. Well, whoa.
The men who sell the water want more cash to build some dams, but they'll never satisfy Stuart Resnick's demands. They say they want sites while they're punching in new wells, the Tuscan aquifer, soon be G-sits to sell if we don't watch our wells. To light those little candles at the vigil once again, to remember the lives of the innocent so cruelly slain. Live by the sword, you die by the sword. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Even the house of God, no refuge from a loaded and a well ain't gone. And bullets don't discriminate between the elderly and the young. Live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Thank you. But what's to be expected in a land where weapons rule? There's bound to be an encounter with some messed up, well-armed fool. Live by the sword, you die by the sword. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. Our leaders like to speak the words of sympathy and pain, but then they don't do anything to keep it from happening again and again and again. Well, you live by the sword, you die by the sword. The Bible say you live by the sword, you die by the sword. Better take that warning, live by the sword, die by the sword. Ride your bike, or pull a cart, or ride a trike. You won't work so hard, but park the car, leave it in the shade, lock it up. You won't work so hard. Live light on the planet, make you feel alright. Tread gently now, you're doing just right.
Doing just right.
Ride the bus, pay your fare, take a seat. You want to work so hard, but park the car, hang up the keys, lock it up. You want to work so hard. Live light on the planet, make you feel alright. Tread gently now, you're doing just right. Walk your feet, take a stroll, or take a hike. Want to work so hard, but park the car, leave it in the shade, maybe even sell it off. And you want to work so hard, live light on the planet, make you feel alright, keep you healthy. Tread gently now, you're doing just right. You got to do just right. You got to do just right. One more.
Doing just right.
Yeah. You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM, listener-supported community radio, Sacramento Valley to foothills and beyond.
On the other side of joy, find a scared little girl from the other side of the world. Sound gonna disappear. On the other side of illusion, finding what is real. So call in your prayers and shake out your fears, 'cause we're all in this together, together. On the other side of time, shifting paradigms align. Aside from what we knew, bubbles hopping, hops and new. Sorry.
On the other side of paradox, gotta think outside the box. So be in your heart and call in support, 'cause we're all in this together. We're all in this together, together.
Flip them in the street, that street wash to the gutter and they end up in the creek. Keep your cigarette butts, don't flip them in the stream, that stream wash to the river and they end up in the sea. Keep your cigarette butts, keep them, throw them away later. You think that cigarette butt's an insignificant piece of trash, but a billion filter butts a day adds up real fast. Keep your cigarette butts and keep your cigarette packs. Don't throw them all around. Just put them in the trash. Slip, you might slide, stumble and fall by the roadside, but oh, you ever let nobody drag your spirit down? Remember that you're walking up to heaven, let nobody turn you around. Walk with the rich, walk with the poor, learn from everyone, that's what life's for. Don't ever let nobody drag your spirit down. Walking up to heaven, let nobody turn you around. Some say yes, some say no, some sit on the fence, wait for the wind to blow. Don't ever let nobody drag your spirit down. Remember that you're walking up to heaven, let nobody turn you around. Some say yeah,
some say no,
some sit on the fence. I might say things that sound strange to you, a preacher eco-gospel. I believe it's true, won't let nobody drag my spirit down. Remember that you're walking up to heaven, nobody to you around.
All right, folks, just joining Guillermo Mash for Studio 416, and it's always a joy having Jimmy and Diane in the studio. And you got a shout-out, folks, from Peter and Eleanor. Yeah, they said they're just so happy for all the wonderful work and the music, and they're just full of gratitude. And they said it was a great show.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Well, I couldn't do it without Diane Suzuki.
Amen that.
This kind of music is really amplified by having a vocalist and a percussionist join along with me. She's going to be joining me when I play a week from Sunday from 3 to 5 at the Secret Trail.
Ooh.
I'm opening for an extraordinary musician, Henry Crookbird. Dan Carter interviewed him on this very show just a couple weeks ago. If people want to go to the archives and hear what I consider to be the best music interview I've ever heard, perhaps, because he's such an extraordinary musician. Of course, Dan's a wonderful host. And Henry Crookbird is a great musician with wonderful storytelling lyrics and fabulous guitar technique and ukulele technique. And he's going to be, I'm going to be opening the show for him. And we're playing from 3 to 5 at the Secret Trail a week from tomorrow. What's the date on that?
September 4th.
September 4th. 3 to 5 at the Secret Trail.
Thank you, Diane. I would add that he's blessed to be engaged to Asia Sharaga. She's a local musician, playwright, singer, writer, all around good person.
She's a musician as well.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she learned how to play ukulele and wrote some songs during the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's. I'm not saying it's a wicked common, but a lot of people picked up things they hadn't done before or were a little bit rusty on. So we got time for one more, Mr. Brobeck.
Oh, we do?
We do, you know.
Excellent.
Don't we? I think you got one more anyway, right?
I do. I have just one more.
That's what I thought. I've been keeping count. Jimmy sees me at the market. He says, he's talking to someone else. He knows I can hear him. You know, when I come on, I like to play 10 songs. So
you know, I don't mind talking with you on the air either. I mean, you're a very good interviewer. We have some good discussions on air sometimes and in private more often than
I love it. All right, this is the 10th song from Jimmy Brobeck.
You gotta give it up for the music. You gotta give it up for love. Gotta give it up for peace. Give it what you got. Give it up for the children and for the old folks at home. Old folks at home. Give it up for the people that came before. Gotta give it to the people that are yet to come. But they're yet to come. I know. You gotta give it up for the water. You gotta give it up for the air. Give it up for the forest. Give it up for the soil. Give it up for the mountains that give us clear flowing streams. Give it up for the river, the delta, the bay and sea, all the way up. Top to bottom, give it up. You gotta give it up for your woman. You gotta give it up for your man. Give
it up for your children, give it up for your dad, give it up for your mother. She brought you into this world, this beautiful world. Give it up for the people that came before. Gotta give it to the people that are yet to come. Many yet to come. Many people yet to come. Yet to come. Thank you, Guillermo. Hey, is Addison Winslow going to come on soon?
He sure is.
He's out. I think the exact quote was he's out there stretching out his cords, vocal cords. You know, he's already, yeah. So he's in the house. He's in the house warming up. And I told him, you know, I have some bumper songs, so you have enough time to practice. And I love so many things about Addison, but he's so inquisitive. He's like, what's a bumper song? You know? Yeah. I explained it to him. He's like, oh, okay. Now Addison Winslow knows what a bumper song is. But we're going to go out with a couple of bumpers. The first one's going to be Jimmy Brobeck, and I think it's perfect. How to Treat a Stranger Right. My dear friend Addison is really capable at that. And then we're going to lead in, this is a Without a Roof video, the audio that I shot down in, 8 years ago down in Sacramento. And it's by a professional. I mean, he's a really well-known artist down in Sacramento. It's called Got Caught Living by a Ranger. But I think I will give a couple of underwriters here, a couple of little announcements. You know, Swing City's coming up next. I love seeing Steven come in here, man. He loves that show. He's like a little kid sitting in here. If you guys are around here to see that, Steven Trudy, we love you. Followed by RJ's Vinyl Mix. And, we're ready for the bumper songs. And thank you for keeping it on and keeping it real and listening to Peepa Radio.
Careful how you treat a stranger by belying them, turn them away. Fear what you may obtain as you drive them from your gate. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Mindful if you're speaking, be careful how you go along. You must always treat a stranger right. Don't assault them in your home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Well, all of us down here are strangers. None of us have a home. You must never hurt your cousin and cause them to pull their own. Everybody or treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody or treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody or treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody or treat strange right, long way from home. Baby Jesus came as a stranger. He didn't have a home. He was cradled in a manger, and oxen kept them warm. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Everybody ought to treat a stranger right, long way from home. Well, a wise man found the stranger. Yeah, the child was one day old.
there, careful in all their treatments, and they offered him the gifts of gold. Someone treated him strangely right. Everybody only treated him strangely right. Careful how you treat a stranger, Bobby Lyne will turn them away. Fear what you maintain as you drive them from your city gates.
All right, I got G.P. Bailey. He's going to tell us a story, man.
Yeah, about a year ago, my wife told me a story about a fellow they call Batman here, and he had just been rousing from his camp on the river, and he had his bike and his guitar, and just told her the story. He got caught living. Yeah, the ranger just caught me. What were you doing?
Just living.
Just living.
I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said, you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. I said that you know there's nowhere to go. He said that it wasn't his problem, man. I had to get away as fast as I can. You know, we pay these rangers, we pay the police to chase us away. We never get any peace. Every time we kick back, find somewhere to relax. Here come the rangers saying, you got to pass. And I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said, you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. But I said that you know there's nowhere to go. He said that that wasn't his problem, man. I had to get away as fast as I can. But our city gives us nowhere to be. Even though we call it the land of the free. I'm here with my bike and this old guitar. I'm going where they won't see me, but I'm not going far. I got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. He said, you gotta go, and I'm telling you so. But I said, you know there ain't nowhere to go. He said that that wasn't his problem, man. Well, I better get away as fast as I can. But our city gives us nowhere to be. Even though we call it the land of the free. I'm here with my bike and this old guitar. I'm going where they won't see me, but I'm not going far. Got caught living by the ranger. I wasn't causing anybody trouble. I wasn't putting anyone in danger. But the ranger made me leave on the double. I got caught living by the ranger.
Very nice.
Millions of people are affected by mental illnesses each year. Across the country, many people, just like you, work, perform, create, compete, laugh, love, and inspire every day. Of youth from 6 to 17 years old experience a mental health disorder. 1 in 6 experienced a major depressive episode.
There are people who are always there to help, and all you have to do is reach out. If you don't know if a friend or close relative is affected by mental health disorders, talk with them. Call the NAMI helpline at 800-950-NAMI or in a crisis text NAMI to 741741.
This message is brought to you by Pleasant Valley High School's House of Blue Media Program.
All right, man. Thanks, PV High School. That's awesome. I haven't heard a PV High School promo before. Love that. In the house, Addison Winslow. Raised, rooted, and renting in Chico. Welcome to KZFR, Addison Winslow.
Hey, Guillermo. Hey.
I know you're familiar with this room, but I'm really pleased to have a front row seat for your first broadcast radio performance, man. Yeah. How you feeling over there? Ready?
All right. Yeah, it's a little hot.
It's a little hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And I, you know, I do a lot of, especially now, running for office consistently. Like all stressed out, but like my head is like permanently occupied with all these different things that I gotta be organizing. Answers to questions that I'm supposed to have just like somewhere in my head, you know, to be flipped over whenever the time comes.
Yeah, because I have a question in a second. Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, guitar has just been a thing that I shut all that off. And then, and I've been playing a little bit more in the last few few months, I think, just as I'm going to stop doing everything that I need to do. I'm going to sit on my bed, and I'm going to play guitar.
Nice. So many musicians, that's how they find their peace. Eddie Van Halen used to shut himself in a closet for hours, man. Just play.
I wish I had a closet that big.
So tell us just a little bit before you get going, a little bit about Addison the musician. You know, we've heard a lot about Addison, the housing consultant, Addison, the expert on these different planning issues. But tell us a bit about Addison the musician.
There's not that much to tell. This is the first time I've ever had, like, microphones around me with an instrument.
Yeah?
I took some guitar classes when I was in the fourth grade at Chico Country Day School.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. I didn't play for years. When I was a teenager, that's when I learned most stuff. Started to learn by myself.
Yeah.
Then when I was traveling around, like hitchhiking around the country, somebody gave me a guitar, and some other people helped me flip the strings around. So
because you're a lefty, lefty.
And I started playing. Then I just didn't even have like a pick with me. So I started finger picking, and I haven't touched a pick in many years now. So I just play with my fingers, which has the effect of it's like a quieter sounding instrument that way. So I never really done like busking. I wouldn't project that much. So it's more like I play quietly to myself, or sometimes in a little like backgrounds of social gatherings, I'll play like an upside down guitar.
But busking, for people who don't know, that's playing for
money.
You got to
project pretty well. Especially in your Main Street downtown.
Yeah.
It's a little too loud. You're competing with drag racers. So you really got to have you got to have projection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this is a cool story before we have Addison do his first song. But so I'm down. I'm actually hanging out with Addison at Upper Crust. And I'm like, hey, I got some time on the August 27th show. You know, maybe, you know, you can kind of go the music of Addison Winslow. So when I asked him that, I'm like, oh, I figured he'll tell me some of the bands he knows and some songs. And he's like, all right, man, that's awesome, because I just recorded a song. And I'm like, you write music and lyrics and play? Oh, yeah, I play guitar. I'm like, well, cool. So that's how I found out about the musical side of Addison Winslow.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah. What are you going to start us off with here, Addison Winslow? And do you have any kind of lead-in for it?
Yeah, well, this is a song about the quality of life ordinance. You know how I said I, like, shut my mind out of all these things? I guess not entirely, because the only song I've written all the way through in a while is about the quality of life ordinance in Chico. And I mean, thanks to you, I finished it, because it wasn't done. You actually posted a recording of me playing it at 1 mile when the song wasn't finished.
Yeah.
But last night I finished some lyrics to it, so it can be a whole song now.
Well, I'm glad I gave you a little. Because Jimmy and Diane were playing. That was just a beautiful little session, and I'm glad I had that 30-40 second little clip to give people an idea of what they are in store for. So, with no further ado, Addison Winslow, Peepout Radio.
Making meaning out of something that you found in the creek. If God were here, then would the future really look this bleak? Quality is not my quality. I asked the police if there's a place we could go. To be honest, man, we really don't know. We're gonna find out for ourselves what it might mean to make this legal. We're just looking for another way around to tell you transient freaking hobos to go home. Quality. This economy and our laws create inhumanity in our backyards. Quality, it's not my quality.
quality. Quality when everything is based on what you've won. And misery for all that we are thought to have done. Well, in the summer, it may be nice to lie your feet down by the creek. But when the winter comes around, ain't no one sleeping in a park. It's not just trying to live a life unseen. It gets hard to feel like a human being. Quality's not my quality. Quality when everything is based on what you have won. For all that we are thought to have done. And now I'm sensing some foul play. You may got tanks, but we got lawyers. And if we're cast astray, you bet your cruel, unusual butts that you'll get sued.
Give it up. I love that. Yeah, front page of the ER. Yeah, it does look like they're getting sued. Front page of the ER.
It's just ongoing getting sued. Yeah, it's all little new steps in getting sued.
You know, I've heard of the song, A Boy Named Sue. We're a city named Sue. Huh?
yeah, favorite pastime.
Yeah.
Getting sued.
Getting sued. We should write a getting sued song. And you got the transit song coming up?
Oh yeah!
What do you got coming up?
Yeah. This one can have a little callback.
Diane and Jimmy. Yeah.
This is a Bryce G cover. Bryce Goldstein.
Yeah. We've had her on this show a couple of times.
Yeah.
She's powerful.
Yeah. I guess it's an October Coalition cover written by Bryce Goldstein is what it is.
I remember I was with you. I don't remember who asked the question. So does Bryce play an instrument? And you're like, she plays a whole bunch of instruments. Accordion, guitar.
Just like banjo.
Little banjo.
Yeah.
She's a
good bass player.
Yeah, she's a good bass player. Yeah.
Vocalist.
And, you know, she even played a book at the Tom Waits cover show just before the pandemic. She literally was a book. There was a whole book about. There was a whole song about a book, and she just her whole thing was sitting there like this, reading a book, on stage. I'll send you the picture. You've probably seen it. It was really
dressed up as a book.
No. She's reading a book. Oh. She had performed during. Yeah. Okay. Well, you have to see it. Sorry, that's for TV audiences. I'm getting us off track. But all right, this is a Bryce G song called Transit Song, here on Peep Bar Radio.
Once or twice a week I walk to the corner store on the very next block where I buy my coffee and I buy me my eggs and then I walk home on my own two legs. I used to drive a car everywhere I went till my car broke down and I couldn't drive it. So I bought a bicycle and I felt unstoppable till I found out biking downtown's impossible. I can't bike down to get something to eat without those F-250s pushing me off the street. We have the technology
the timing is right to take back the streets and to get on our bikes. So, what are we gonna do, boys?
Get on a bike.
I ride a bike.
Ride my bike.
I walk where I like.
Walk where I like.
We'll take the bus.
We'll take the bus.
And you can't stop us. Will we take down the flags and defund the guns and build a better world that works for everyone? With sidewalks and buses, protected bike lanes, housing for all, but most of all trains. We have the technology, and the timing is right to take back the streets and to get on our bike. I'll ride a bike.
I'll ride a bike.
I'll walk where I like.
Walk where I like.
We'll take the bus.
We'll take the bus.
And you can stop.
I love that. I love that. That was performed by Addison Winslow, a housing consultant, and music was written and the lyrics were written by a planner. Planner. So there's a lot of knowledge behind those lyrics and music. Thank you so much, Bryce Goldstein and Addison. And you were talking about maybe having a third one. Do you have a third one? We're not putting you on the spot, but if you had a third one, we'll slip it in.
I mean, I saw Kevin in the other room. Yeah. I could play in like a cover.
With Kevin?
No, I mean, if he's not, like, you know, needing to come in. I don't know what time it is and what time we got.
We got plenty of time, man. We got time for Addison.
Okay.
We got time.
Yeah. This song's funny because I...
Well, how long is it? I should ask. It's not like a got to do...
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know, I'll probably play in like 3 minutes or something.
Cool.
Yeah. Before I came back to Chico after the campfire, I had some... responsibilities to finish, and that entailed like me and a buddy named Francisco going to Mexico, and we were meeting a bunch of different indigenous groups with like democratic movements and connecting to some people in the US of A and in Canada. But so we heard this song and we thought like it was so touching to us because like obviously I'm left-handed, right? And then his name's Francisco and Poncho is short for Francisco, so we were thinking like Poncho and Lefty. It's like that's like you and me, bro. And really, so I was really committed. Like I'm gonna play this song whenever I get a hold of like a guitar again. It wasn't really one I could play upside down very well, just because of the picking pattern. But and I listened to the lyrics more, and I realized like, man, I think Lefty snitches on Poncho. Like I don't really want to.
Yeah, you don't want to be.
Not, yeah, so it's not like so we stopped like identifying ourselves with the song, but I learned the song anyway. So yeah.
Thank you.
My friend, it's gonna keep you free and clean. But now you wear your head like iron, and your breath's as hard as kerosene. You weren't your mama's only son, but a favorite one, it seems. She began to cry when you said goodbye. Wept into her dream. Poncho's a bandit, boys. His horse was fast as polished steel. He wore his gun outside his pants for all the honest world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know, at the border down in Mexico. Nobody heard his dying words. And that's the way it goes. And all the federales say, could have had him in a day, only let him go so long, out of kindness I suppose. The Lefty, he can't sing the blues all night long like he used to. The dust the Poncho bit down south ended up in the Lefty's mouth. Old Poncho low,
Lefty left for Ohio, where he got the bread to go. Ain't nobody know. And all the federal they say could have had him in a day, only let him go so long. Tell that pawn show fell. Lefty's living in a cheap hotel. The desert's quiet and Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pawn show, need your prayers, it's true. But save a few for Lefty too. He just did what he had to do. Now he's growing old. And all the federal they say could have had him in a day, only let him hang around out of kindness, I suppose. Few great federales say could have had him in a day, only let him go so long out of kindness, I suppose.
All right, that was Addison Winslow with a triple shot. Any closing comments, Addison Winslow, as he takes the strap off himself, getting ready to go? You don't have a strap. Yeah,
like
you don't. I said that
it's
without
like a
looking.
Cheap classical guitar. Yeah. There's not even the capability to put a strap on it. I'd have to strap it around the bit. Body
you do.
Of the guitar.
All righty, my friend. Thanks
no,
for
no
coming
closing
on.
Comments. Thanks,
Jeremy. Yeah, you're welcome. We have Dean.
I guess I am running for city council. So
yeah?
I suppose while I'm on air, I should tell you that I have a website at Addison. For Chico.org, that's Addison Chico.org, and there's like social medias and stuff too. And you know what is really good, especially as people are like here in the community, present, listening to the radio on a Saturday afternoon, is like the social medias and just follow along with stuff, because it's important to get like information out there and have it spread wide. So otherwise, I'll see you out in the street somewhere.
See you on the streets, Addison Winslow. Thank you so much. And so coming up as soon as I get my little hot little fingers off this keyboard, we got Dean and Kev with Smokey the Groove. They've got some exciting things to tell us about here on Peak Power Radio. This is Let's Get High, Do It Again, single from 2020, Smokey the Groove. All right, man. We're tapping that down. Because we got, I don't know, my math might not be good. We got a third of Smokey the Groove, it seems, with Dean.
Roughly.
One seventh. Yeah. We're happy now.
That's all we can do. That's the best
you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, for the radio audience, is if you were wondering if Gnarly Deli has fanny packs, they do. And Dean is wearing one, and he said it's stylish. So let it be known that Dean wouldn't be wearing it if it wasn't stylish.
Yeah, and the big selling point is that you can fit a big sandwich in there.
Uh-huh. Big ass is okay. You can say ass.
Very good.
Ass is okay.
Radio approved sandwich.
You can tell, right? Yeah, big radio.
Yeah, big radio approved sandwiches. Always good to see you guys in the house.
How we doing?
It's been a while. You're doing well. I don't know. How are you doing? You've got some exciting news, right? You got like albums and like rocket ships and stuff.
News.
Oh yeah, we've developed quite a pressure cooker for ourselves for the next few months.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah,
yeah. We're recording the third album, and we're just really excited about it. The process has been really fun and laid back, and then. After we got about three of the songs down out of the 10, we decided that we should give ourselves a deadline for a CD release party in November.
Wow.
So it's fun. It's like, you know, sort of lighting a fire at the bottom of the rope for ourselves a little bit.
And I like it.
It's getting fun.
As a writer, I like deadlines.
It helps, a little push and pull.
Yeah.
Should I practice? Should I not? Oh, yeah, definitely should practice.
So what's the vibe on the third album? Is it going to go in different directions? It's going to expand upon?
Yes. Like in our previous albums, we went with a not good, and now we're going to try something different. We're
going to
try
good.
Take your time with it. Make it good.
No,
make
it's
it
good. It's a lot juicier and deeper, richer sounds. Our last ones were a little drier. This one, we're going to be a little more creative, get... fuller sounds. Our musicianship has changed so much since our last album. Yeah. And we've been listening to the demos, the playbacks, and oh my gosh, we've got Ethan Sweat recording for us. And
no freaking way.
Ethan Sweat.
He just recorded for Lorna.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who will be at our album release party November 19th?
Who?
It's Lorna Band.
Lorna Band.
Lorna Sutch will be opening up. And
I love Lorna.
Super stoked to have her and her
wonderful
troupe
human.
Of musicians.
Yeah.
And Ethan will be there for that. And he's a fantastic producer and recorder.
And musician.
And I imagine a great cook.
And a great cook. He's photogenic, you know. He could probably do comedy if he had to.
Definitely.
And to in a pinch. I don't know if you've actually given the deets. Are we going to give the deets?
We will give the deets.
Okay.
All right. It's a KZFR hosted event,
ooh.
So we'll be all over community calendar once time comes around. But November 19th at the beautiful El Rey Theater.
Can't wait.
Yeah, so exciting. We were originally going to be at Women's Club, but we got bumped up to the bigger room, and
I love that.
We're so excited. We're going to pack the place. Dean, tell them about the lights.
Yeah, so it gave us an opportunity to work with some friends of ours that we've found going on the road. It's called Mad Alchemy Liquid Lights, and they're the greatest light show ever. Mm-hmm. Really, it's one of a kind each time. They have these 4K projectors, and they're projecting these. Old school classic oil pans of color, and they usually double a lot of them, so they make these, you know, mirrored patterns, and I've never gotten distracted on stage by light shows until I did a Mad Alchemy show, because you're just standing there and then you're covered in colors, the whole band is covered in colors, and then
all the walls. We're gonna have those fairies and pixies melting.
Covered in colors.
The best part is they've got such a big canvas to work with, and when we told them of the opportunity at the El Rey, they jumped at it, and we're very excited to give them this canvas to play with, because it's a one of a kind experience every place they go.
Yeah. These guys are genuinely excited. I think it's coming out over the mics.
I think so. Yeah. This guy's big. He's got videos working with Les Claypool and all sorts
Les
of big
Claypool,
names.
The bass man.
Yes. Yeah.
Austin's my favorite bass player in Chico, bar none.
Same here.
Nice.
Yeah. I know we don't have a lot of airtime. One of my favorite memories was riding with Austin and Kevin down to the Cammies when he got his Cammy for best bass player. And it was all a big secret. It was fun.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like,
man,
we could do a podcast, man. Riding with Austin and Kevin.
Actually, Austin and I have been workshopping that a little bit. We tried a podcast. We got a couple episodes in, and it was mainly just to document the early Smokey days, so we could maybe purge them from our memories and make new ones. not have to think about it so much. You're less precious with stuff once you've got them documented. Same with albums, actually, with songs we found.
I can add a little to the doc.
Yeah.
Because the end of the story, so we end up at the parking lot at Sierra Nevada. It was in the big room, and we're kind of hanging out outside. And Cody K, at that point he wasn't actually playing in the band as a drummer. And these guys were all over him. Cody, man, we love you, man. So he walks away, and then we have our conversation, and then he starts walking back. And everyone in the van, Austin and Kevin, are like, oh, my God, Cowdy, you're back. We love you. I said, what is it with you guys? Hey, man, be quiet. We're trying to smooth this guy to be our drummer.
Oh, that's not true. Why would you say that online? On air?
It was true.
No, listeners.
Oh, no.
It was absolutely true.
That's not how it went at all. Wink, wink. No.
No.
It took some schmoozing to get him in the band, but he can't leave now, and we love him.
Yep. Happiest drummer in Chico.
He's locked in. We've done too many rituals together.
Too many rituals.
Oh, yeah. We got to take him to High Sierra. And,
yeah. Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, is the El Rey the biggest venue you've played? Is this? Have you played a bigger venue?
No. But
what's a bigger venue you've played?
Oh, no. Now he's put you on the spot.
I have.
I don't know.
To be continued.
I think in Chico.
In Chico, absolutely.
This is I'm really excited. We've done sets at El Rey before, but this is going to be like our first time hosting and putting on our own show.
Yeah,
so
man. Yeah, and it's
happy
ours.
For you guys.
Yeah,
it's
ours. And we're planning to sell the place
just like
out.
That gnarly deli fanny pack.
We're gonna have it packed. We'll all have fanny packs.
Cool, man. Are you gonna have Smokey the Groove fanny packs?
We'll have all of our merch. We'll have all sorts of stuff. Man. We'll have some fanny packs, some koozies.
Love it, man. Anything else before we go?
Yeah, we.
Is our time up?
Oh, yeah, it's close.
Okay.
If you got, what do you got,
I mean, the album's cool. November 19th at the El Rey. Tickets aren't out yet, but they'll be available through KZFR.
And we mentioned the Gold Souls, right?
Oh, yeah.
The Gold Souls are just freaking ridiculous.
We got the Gold Souls showing up. They're one of our favorite bands from Sacramento.
Absolutely. We love them so much.
We've gone on tour with them, and they'll be our middle band. They're so good. They played Chico a couple times. We're really happy to introduce Chico to them again. And
yeah, I've seen them for the funk of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
So it'll be a big old party.
Big old party.
Oh, could I shout out the Comedy Night at Bella's?
Sure can. Yeah, continue.
Open to my comedy night. It's been a lot of fun, but we got to get more people there. So definitely out back at Bella's. If you walk in and it doesn't look like there's a comedy night, it's because it's out back. You got to keep going.
Got it. That's a good call. Why don't you take us out with this?
I have to shout out Bob Backstrom and tell
Bob
because he's listening.
Bobby,
and he has to prove to me
trying
that he's
to be
listening.
Bob Backstrom laugh. Didn't work.
Okay. All right, that's
it. We tried.
No.
No. That's closer than any of us. You could work on that, and we would get it.
I could workshop it, maybe.
I just want to say thank you so much for
hosting. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
We love KZFR, and can't wait to have this party with y'all.
Tee up this next song, going out to Swing City. C'est la vie. C'est la vie. That's the perfect song. C'est la vie.
You're listening to KZFR. This next song is C'est la vie by Smokey the Groove.
Ooh, the timber. The timber. We'll be right back.
This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Up next, Swing City.